Seattle, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's news agency has just now said that they ground-tested a new high-thrust rocket engine today. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said the test was successful and emphasized that the world would soon witness. The test consisted of firing the rocket engine while it was held on the place on the ground, not powering a missile. A man who attacked soldiers at a Orly airport in Paris carried out a gasoline can, we understand, and according to testimony of soldiers who witnessed the attack, the assailant put his air gun to the head of a woman soldier and shouted to other soldiers, "Put down your guns, put your hands on your head. I am here to die for Allah. In any case, there will be deaths." French President François Hollande says investigators are working nonstop to determine if this was a terrorist act. The attacker was shot and killed by other soldiers, and three other people are being held in custody of police. Paris prosecutor François Hollande told reporters the choice of target and evidence that he had been radicalized justify launching a terrorism investigation. Buses have begun transporting Syrian rebels and their families from the last opposition-held neighborhood in the central city of Homs. So far, nearly 1,500 have been evacuated, their departure part of a Russian-backed deal signed earlier this month. Governor of Homs says 423 rebel fighters were also leaving the district, the fighters and their families being carried to a northern rebel-held town of Jarablus on the border with Turkey. This is VOA News. Malaysia is sending troops to Somalia, part of a humanitarian mission to avert famine, save the lives of thousands of people who are at risk. Somalia's parliament has asked nations in the region to work together to help the country secure humanitarian aid and that access to reach 6.2 million people affected by the current drought. President Trump working at his vacation home in the state of Florida over the weekend, where he spoke by phone with the Brazilian president. Many Brazilians had gone on record favoring the U.S. Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton over Mr. Trump during last year's campaign. The Trump election has raised concerns in many Latin American countries due to the president's view on immigration and his promise to expel illegal U.S. residents and build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. European Union's International Development Chief is warning that President Trump's proposal to cut humanitarian aid goes against the global development goals the U.S. committed to in 2015. Nevin Mimica says any cut of withdrawal of funds from development assistance projects counters the implementation of development goals adopted at the United Nations.
We shall continue to scale up our role as a global, as the strongest global actor in development policy. We need good partners to do it more in a synergy and with a highest possible impact on development needs of the world.
New research published in the journal Nature warning that Australia's Great Barrier Reef can only be saved if urgent steps are taken. Phil Mercer reports.
The Great Barrier Reef faces localized threats, such as the runoff of pesticides from farms and overfishing. But scientists believe its future depends on immediate efforts to reduce global warming. They say last year's bleaching of large parts of the reef was the worst on record. There's evidence that a similar event is occurring this year. Corals begin to starve once they bleach, the main cause of which is heat stress resulting from high sea temperatures. The World Heritage Body, UNESCO, has threatened to put the Great Barrier Reef on its in danger list because of mounting concerns over its health. In response, the Queensland State Government has released a discussion paper to look at ways to improve water quality on the reef, which is contaminated by fertilisers and pesticides from farms near the coast. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
One of the kings of American rock and roll, Chuck Berry, has died at age 90. Get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.